lockdown is here, Jack. So this week, man, we're doing the movie Bloodfather, available on Netflix, 2016's rated R, 2 hours, 28 minutes. Perfect timing. Movie stars Mel Gibson, believe that or not. Action, crime, drama, thriller. An ex-con reunites with his estranged, wayward 17-year-old daughter to protect her from drug dealers who are trying to kill her.
She looked older than 17, though.
Well, the streets. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to introduce you. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is
SMOOVE, spell smooth, not your mama.
Well, there you go. I'm trying to get this together smooth. So this movie is available on Netflix. And for some reason, I don't know how this movie came across. It caught my eye a long time ago. I watched it. I was like, damn.
Yeah, me too.
Mel Gibson's performance in this movie is phenomenal, and so is Aaron Moriarty, who plays his daughter Lydia. So we have Link and Lydia.
Yep.
And goddamn, movie has, I mean, so, well, let me just keep going. Diego Luna is in this from Star Wars.
Yep.
Michael Parks is in this.
William H. Macy.
William the H.R. Macy is in this movie, man. Miguel Salvatore. Mm-hmm. And that's the big heavy hitters that's in it. But hey, I was surprised to see Macy in this because I just turned this on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was like, wow, what? You know, because I'm you know, I'm a Lethal Weapon fan, but I'm not a Mel Gibson fan. I'm also a Braveheart fan.
Oh, okay. He's
done plenty of stuff. We know, you know, a lot of people have a problem with his you know, anti-Semitism and things like that, and rightfully so. Don't get me wrong,
right.
You know.
But you distinguish the actor from the
character,
personal, yeah,
yeah,
right, from the person, yeah.
So this movie, man, you know, let's, before we hit it hard, let's get into one word. Bloodfather, rated R. What you got, smooth?
Rugged.
Rugged? Oh, that's a pretty interesting word. Well, yeah. Explain that a little bit.
Well, the whole movie was rugged. He was rugged. The whole situation, her situation was rugged from the beginning. He was rugged because he was an ex-con, and his living arrangements, the whole, all the scenes, it was in the desert. There was nothing really soft about this movie. There was nothing soft. Well, I mean, besides the interaction. Smooth. Yeah, the interaction between him and her.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah.
My one word is phenomenal.
Okay.
Couldn't believe how good this movie was. Couldn't believe the performances.
Yeah.
Really something. I can't believe I missed this hidden gem from way back in 2016.
Yeah.
So let's get it on, man.
I think it might have been the name.
I never paid attention to it.
Yeah, I think the name might have threw people off a little bit.
It's very well possible. It's not really a good name, Bloodfather.
Right, yeah.
You know, and then you put Mel Gibson and stuff, and that's a dubious thing now.
Yeah,
you know?
It is, yeah.
So anyway, man. Hit the spoilers. Movie is directed by Jean François Roche.
Pretty good. I'll give you A for
there you go. So let's get it on, man. Movie starts, man. I love the cinematography. Let me just say that. When it's bright, it's bright. When it's dark, it's dark. When it's vibrant, it's vibrant.
Right.
And I like that. So, and when it's drab, like it is in the store, she's in some, like a Walmart-ish, Kmart-ish store.
Yeah.
And it starts out with somebody just buying bullets.
9mm.
And you're looking, and you're like, well, what's this about?
Right.
Then they want gum, and they want cigarettes, and it's ironic. The clerk tells the girl, well, I need to see, it's Lydia. She's like, I need to see ID. And she's like, oh, I don't have it. Just give me the bullets. I'm like, damn, she can buy bullets, explosives.
Right.
But she can't buy a cigarette.
Cigarettes, right.
So anyway, she goes out to the car. And man, we got a car full of vatos, man.
Yo, I was about to say the same thing.
I mean, nothing but vatos, homie. They're everywhere, homes.
Right.
You know, and so I'm like, man, you know, and so, but it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Because you have some vatos, man, and then you have some businessmen.
Right.
The crew is mixed.
Yeah.
You have thugs, and you know, obviously the man in the suit, he's pretty.
Right. Yeah.
He got the beard. He got the long flowing hair. He got the suit.
And you can tell he's the leader.
He better be dressed like that.
Right. He got the chips.
My point is, he didn't really match them, and she didn't match them.
No, she didn't.
You know, so she gets in the car. The guy say something rude to her, you know, about the bullets that she bought and stuff like that. And they're on their way to go do something smooth. You know they up to no good.
Right, because they loading up.
Click, clack, clack, clack. Exactly. Right. They're loading up all the guns.
Right.
And he says something shitty to her, and the you know, we quickly find out that this is her man that she's sitting next to.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's in the middle of this chaos of fools.
Right.
That's going to do harm to someone.
Right.
So they arrive at a place. They arrive in a back alley. They get up. They got a plan. You go to the front door. We're going through the back door.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he bothers Lydia. She's in the car. He wants her to come. Right. And here, take this gun and you come up the back. Prove to me that this is not your mistake.
Yeah, hit some cocaine though.
We don't know exactly what the mistake is, but obviously he's guilting her into doing whatever.
Yeah, to fix it.
So where are you at with this move? This setup?
I'm scared for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the whole thing, like you said, you described it pretty good. You know, it's pretty intense from her point of view. I mean, you know, it's scary.
And the whole thing is starting all
right. You know? Yeah, exactly. Like,
what is happening?
Right.
So, you know, they go in the back, you know, the shot comes out through the window because she's sneaking up the back. Little kids ain't scared of her at all with the gun. They think it's cool.
It's cool. Wait, let me see that gun.
I'm glad they ran.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, the bullet comes through the window. She goes in. One lady is alive. She's terrified, Smooth.
Right.
She's no threat to anybody.
No.
You know, so Jonah, played by Diego Luna, wants Lydia to kill the lady.
Right.
Make it up to me, baby. Make it up. Yeah.
So they blame them for stealing money.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that had came out yet, though, Smooth. Because he was just saying, you know, he was saying stuff like, make it up to me. Show me that you know what I'm saying? And I was like, because it was still kind of a mystery of
why they were
killing them.
Right, right. Okay.
And so, you know, that I think that comes out later.
Right. I think, I kind of thought maybe he said, yeah, you stole from me. Maybe he didn't say specifically.
Exactly.
But I think he said, it was like, yeah, they stole from me, you know, you blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, because he was like, where is it? And she was like, we don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Yeah, my husband doesn't know, you know, because he killed her husband. And then he's like, yeah, you want the money more than you love your husband.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's supposed to shoot the lady.
Right.
And what happens, Smooth?
Well, he has her. The guy has her, and then, you know, he points the gun at Lydia. You know, he draws the gun on Lydia. Like, either you kill her or I'm going to kill you. And, you know, I guess it's a lot of movement going around. And Lydia, she shoots, and she accidentally shoots. Well, I don't know if it was accident or not, but she shoots Jonah in the neck.
Yeah, and does Jonah shoot the lady?
I don't know. I think it might have been two shots. Yeah. It might have been two shots, yeah.
Because the lady is gone.
The lady's gone, yeah.
Right, so, you know, they get out of there.
Well, she gets out. Yeah, she gets the hell out of there. Yeah.
She shoots him, and she rolls. And the other boys, they don't know.
Right.
You know.
Well, they come down and look, but they look after Jonah first, yeah.
I'm saying when the shots happened,
right,
they were not there.
Right,
they
yeah.
did not know.
Yeah.
She had a chance to get out of there.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And so she takes off, and, you know, boom. So I think at this point we zoom to the other side of the world,
right,
where what is his name? His name is Link. He's in a meeting, and you can tell that Alcoholic Anonymous meetings right from the beginning,
right,
because he's saying his piece. He didn't say, hello, my name is Link, I'm alcoholic, but he was like in the middle of it, and he was like, I'm a son of a bitch, I'm an asshole, I deserve everything I got, you know, I'm on parole, I got this. He's not complaining,
right? He's
just telling his story.
He's manning up.
Yeah he's full responsibility, and it's not a sad thing. He's a seasoned member, Gore.
Right.
Is what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're going around the room. We see William H. Macy is there. We find out later he's his sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great chemistry, Smooth.
Yeah, they do.
William H. Macy and his character is called
Kirby.
Kirby, right. Yeah. And Kirby has and Link have a great relationship after the meeting. They're walking down, and they're all gruff buddy, Smooth.
Right.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
You know, kiss my ass, you douchebag. Right. Yeah, suck my left one.
Right.
And I like the banter. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. So he goes home. Everything is cool. He's a tattoo artist. They live in a trailer park. They're a trailer park community in the middle of Dust Bowl heaven.
Man,
there's nothing.
Right.
Smooth.
Yeah.
It was like,
exactly.
I was like, how do you survive here?
Right.
Where is the water?
Exactly.
Where is the groceries?
Right.
Where
is anything? Right.
Hey, God damn, I swear I saw a cowboy just walk across you know, the street. You know, anywhere.
Where is anything at? Exactly.
So he gets a call, Smooth.
Uh-huh. He gets a call from
middle of the night. But it's kind of funny because before he gets that call, he's like doing tattoos, ladies half-ass trying to hit on him.
Right.
But the whole point was that for that was you to see that he had a daughter who was missing.
Yeah.
She was on milk cartons. Have you seen me? Ba 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 ba.
Right.
You know.
Well, hey, he haven't seen her in years. Well, he was incarcerated for a while too. So,
well, yeah. He said that in his meeting speech. Mm-hmm. So, funny enough, man, he plays his role so well. It's like when he's doing the tattoo, mm-hmm. he has on those big old man glasses like we wear.
Yeah, right.
And he's just looking up through him, like he's not concerned. And this chick is, she's semi hot, you know. Yeah, she's like, I don't have no boyfriend no more. Yeah. You know, he's not into it. Mm-hmm. And you know,
yeah, I gotta get this money.
She say something about the daughter. He just looks up at her. What, have you seen her?
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah,
it was like, lady, he could care less, you know. So later on that night, he gets a call from Lydia.
Yeah,
and she's in a high, you know, I'm so high fear, I gotta get out of here, a stupor.
Right.
And I love it. Total father move.
Right.
You know.
I don't care. Yeah.
I need $2,000. Yeah. Okay, I got the money right here. I'll be there. I'll come get you. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm sure it's probably some shitbird parents out there that'd be like, well, Lydia, you've been gone for so long, and right. what the hell? You know, no.
I was just saying, yeah, he's happy that you're alive.
He's a dad.
Yeah.
It didn't even cross his mind to start asking questions and question her choices.
Right.
And I think because his choices in life has been so bad, he is the most unjudgmental character I've ever seen, right. probably in a movie. I mean, he's zero judgment, dude. Yeah. He's like, I'm worse than all y'all, so don't even try.
Yeah.
You know. So he goes smooth. He jumps into old Nova.
Yeah, he goes into old Nova and picks her up in the hippie part of California.
Very trendy, though.
Yeah, it was. Skateboarders.
And I was looking at that, and I was like, man, I remember that. Like standing out on a strip like that would mean everything to me as a young dude.
Yeah,
because it looked cool.
It did.
And she has a little skull cap on her little tiny ass little jeans.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not jeans, her shorts.
Shorts, her little shorts, yeah.
She gets in the car, no questions asked, they go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they take off, and he doesn't live, he's like 4 hours away.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's, I mean, I'm like, wow, she should be safe.
Yeah.
So they go, she falls out in the car, I mean in a house. Mm-hmm. He immediately goes through her bag because he's an addict, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Pours out that grocery store liquor, finds some heroin, get rid of that shit.
Right.
And you know, it's not like I like how the director doesn't show that he's like, oh, I'm so glad she's here or anything like that.
Right.
He's just like this. He know that she in big trouble, yeah. And not about some dope dealers or nothing. He just like she's in trouble from herself.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So
you're self-destructing.
Yes. Yeah. So she's, you know, she's kind of chilling in the spot.
Right.
Right.
But he's not rushing to get to the. He's getting to the point. He's like, what's the real reason? But yeah, like you said, he's not rushing to.
Right.
It's gonna come out
because he goes to work the next day.
Yeah.
Guy's doing a tattoo. She's right. in there watching him. You know.
She's like, yeah, this is infected. You might want. He was like, go outside and play.
Get the hell out of here.
Get your ass out of here.
And then she's end up finding that clarinet. She's acting a fool. You knew he knew she was high immediately.
Right,
comes
right.
in and the intensity, bro.
Yeah.
Of his conversation with her about bringing drugs into his house.
Right. Because like you said.
Affecting him.
Yeah.
Dude, that was such a real conversation. I was like, man, his intensity was so raw, man. I was like, damn, he acting his ass off in this thing. I was so impressed with him in this movie, man.
No, it was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, you say he wasn't the perfect father, but he was a father.
Well, I'm just speaking as an actor.
Oh yeah.
You know, the pull that he, you know, pull that for those conversations with Lydia. Mm-hmm. His interactions with Lydia was so electric and intense, mm-hmm. that you couldn't take your eyes off the movie when he was scolding her apologizing to her or just trying to reason with her.
Yeah, he was a father.
It was so good.
Anyway,
man. Mm-hmm. Some vatos find her, man. There would have been no way in hell they would have found her.
No, it wasn't. It was
4 hours away in the middle of. you couldn't find
right,
a,
yeah, right, yeah.
nothing out there.
Exactly.
But they used that to track her to, yeah. you know, dummy, and she might even gave up some of that information.
Right.
You know, so they show up, man.
But he's seasoned, so he knows straight off the rip that these are the dudes you running from.
No, it's so funny. I love how. He finds the gun immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He takes the bullet out of the chamber. And I don't know why any gun owner would keep one in the chamber. It's the right. stupidest thing. If you're one of those people, stop it. Jesus. Anyway, so he unracks the gun, but he doesn't throw the gun away because he's so afraid. If it's one thing it's like he's afraid of, it's breaking parole.
He's going back.
He like, God damn it, you're breaking my parole. You got me. Oh, there's a felony. And so anyway, they come and they start talking shit, man.
Talking about they want tattoos. Yeah, he's like, well, I'm closed right now. Like I said, he's not dumb. He knows what it is. You know, they getting rude.
He's as street as they could ever meet.
Right.
So they're doing this stuff, but it's the wrong person. And what I like about this is that he's not RoboCop.
Right.
He's not, you know, drop it, creep. I'm going to save the day. You know, right. He's just a dude. Dude, right. They start shooting that old boy. Right. He runs in. The daughter's on the ground. But he's not panicking.
Right.
He is so used to conflict.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, yeah.
You can tell just the way he's acting. Mm-hmm. He's not Martin Riggs. Right. He's not, you know, I'm going to take control. Because he's complaining the whole time about breaking his parole when he takes a shot. Right. You know, he's like, I'm like, dude, he's more mad at this situation than he is afraid.
He's telling, I could have shot. That was attempted murder right there that I just did right there. Yeah, you know, I can go down for this, you know.
Yeah, so they run over to the trailer park. Yeah, but he calls Kirby when this happens. And it's very subtle, smooth.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, all this shit is going to hell, Kirby. You know, and he throws, I didn't even get it the first time I watched it. The second time, I was like, that's how they got there. He called Kirby.
Yeah, right. Well, also that noise shit, all that shooting. Yeah, man.
But smooth. Even in that community, they ain't close.
Well, no, they was close. Because remember when he called them.
Understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay, my neighbor right there is close.
Yeah,
these people are down the road a little bit. You can either do it in a car, or if you want to go for a nice walk, you can walk to your neighbor's house. That's all I'm saying. So the posse comes together smooth,
right?
And they come to the rescue smooth.
Yeah,
you know, they show up with their shotguns. And what killed me is that they didn't
have a whole shootout right there.
Well, they didn't have a shootout, but the bad guys weren't afraid of them.
Oh, hell no.
You know?
Nah, yeah.
And I'm sitting there like, shit, y'all kill them? You know? It's too many. Somebody gonna talk if y'all just open fire on these cats now, you know?
Right.
But, because my thing is, man, you don't really let them kind of guys live. They're going to come back.
But at the same time, those guys weren't afraid to die either, so.
They weren't, but that's the points move.
Yeah.
at least let the cold, the thing go. But I guess that was still their community, and they would have just came back and.
Right, it came back on there. Some more would have came back.
That's, you know, which is kind of foreshadowing something in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on the road, and again, smooth on the road again.
Well, Link, he identifies because he knows the tattoos. He's like, yeah, you, this guy was such and such.
Right. So
this
they decide to run. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
They get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're running from these people. And so they get to a hotel. Right. And, you know, the girl is a trip, man. She does such a good job at flirting with people and doing shit. She's still, like, oblivious to how... She knows how much trouble she's in, but she's kind of... She takes it kind of lightly, but she takes it serious.
Yeah.
But she's just like... It's not bothering her that bad. Like, she's not like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? She's like, hey, it's time to party. You know, I kind of like that about the character. Because she's real cool under pressure, just like a pop. Yeah. Rarely do you see her hollering and screaming in this movie and panicking.
Right, yeah, where we get on your nerves. Yeah.
Right. She's like... She's street.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. Well, she hung around. Well, I mean, look at who she was hanging around for a minute. And then that was the whole, and then it all comes out when they're at the hotel. She finally comes clean and lets them know, like, hey, you know, this is what happened. I think I killed my boyfriend or whatever. Well, she said she killed him.
However,
she did.
None of this still made sense to the dad. He was like, okay.
Right. What's his name?
But this still don't make that much sense. So anyway, you know, so this is where the shits get interesting. So the cops, you know, she's flirting with the hotel clerk, and he doesn't sell them out, but the original hotel clerk, the day shift guy, sold them out.
Yeah.
Cops are coming. There's
because they all on the news. Yeah,
they're in the bag. Yeah. She thinks it's cute that she on the news. That's what she was like. Oh, look at me. I'm like, oh, God.
Right. 30 grand.
So she's going around the back. You know, the hotel clerk sends them around the back. Cops get murdered smooth.
Right, by Sicario.
Right, so that's how he really knows it's serious. It wasn't really what she was telling him. When he saw the Sicario, he was like, wait a minute.
Right.
He was like, that's a cleaner.
Yeah, they don't send them out
And if you don't know crime movies, a cleaner is a person. They're the worst. they're the killers of killers.
Break it down.
John Wick is a cleaner. He's the killer of killers. He makes everything nice and clean.
Yeah, no evidence.
No witnesses.
No witnesses.
No evidence.
Yeah.
So, right. So he murders those cops like nothing.
Like nothing.
And they take off in the car. I love how he's trying to jimmy rig the car.
Right.
And he's not panicking at all. He's just working. She's screaming and hollering. He's coming. He's just like,
you know, like, I ain't did this in a minute. So, you know what I'm saying?
He's such a career criminal. That's all I'm saying.
Right, yeah. He's like, I ain't did this in a minute, but, you know, I'm going to get it.
They take off, but not without the car getting shot up.
Right.
They Where did they exchange the car at, Smooth?
Because they just dumped it and got a ride with some illegals.
Border crossers,
yeah.
Right. So they're in there with the border crossers. She speaks Spanish. It's great.
Right.
You know, and she's basically probably just kicking on her dad in Spanish the whole time. Because at first, you know, they're looking like, we know these some criminals. But then, like, things get lighthearted. They get to where they needed to go.
Right.
And that was at the compound. Wasn't that the compound where they was going?
Yeah, that was at the compound. Well, he went to go see his dude in jail. No, I'm sorry. They did go to the compound.
We're sorry, y'all. Mm-hmm. He went to the bar where he knew those guys from his old motorcycle gang would be at.
Right.
He goes there, no luck.
Right.
He gets on the phone with Kirby. Kirby is saying, you need to come home.
Right.
I'll come get you. And she comes around with her flirtatious self, and she got everything they need in a second. I thought that was a really nice scene. I was like, look, she was over there for 5 minutes with them dudes flirting at her and got everything she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they arrive at the compound. They don't ride because his bike is there.
Yeah.
Gets to the compound and neo-Nazi shit is on the thing.
Yeah.
And he walks in. He's like, great. Now, this is what we're doing now. You know.
Right, yeah.
So he was a part of a biker gang, but now the gang has moved on. He turns out he went to jail for this dude not turning, you know, evidence. And this guy was like a dad to him. He did 7 years in the pokey for him.
Right.
And this guy didn't seem to be appreciative at all.
Yeah.
But the first person you see in the compound was our girl from the Ozark, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was her. Yep. That was her.
I was like, oh boy, is she playing another scumbag?
Right. Identical role.
Right. Identical role. It, right.
Darlene. Same character. Yeah, same character.
So the guy is a scumbag, dude.
Yeah.
You know, he's telling him, you know, this is what I do. I do internet hate now because it's a lot of money.
He's
a rich dude. He's living like a piece of shit, but he's a rich dude. He's rich and powerful, but he's redneck rich and powerful.
Right.
He gets his old motorcycle smooth and he goes to jail. And
Yeah.
He shaves his beard.
Right.
He goes to jail, puts on a shirt and tie, and instantly he looks so respectable with the shirt and tie on walking through.
Yeah, he does.
And the guard was in on it because he didn't have to show any like credentials or nothing.
Right. Yeah,
the guard
was
like, I know who you are.
Right.
You know, takes him to go see the mob boss in jail.
Right.
Which is this guy's best friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, they what's up, Holmes, and they do the thing, and
he
gives them all information he needed because he sent a message ahead of time.
Yeah,
the information that he needed.
Yeah, he wanted to know who Jonah was.
So, who are these people? What's the real deal, Smooth?
Well, Jonah is apparently a nephew of this big time drug dealer, cartel member that had these houses, and they was storing stuff in these houses, and supposedly he was robbing from his uncle and blaming it on the tenants.
Blaming it on the girl.
On the girl, matter of fact. Yeah, on the girl.
So that's why he was killing everybody in the houses so there would be no witnesses.
Right.
However, everybody believes that the uncle is on to him anyway and he's going to die.
Yes.
So what happens next, Smooth?
So what happens next, he gets the information, he goes back.
Betrayal.
The father figure that he looked up to. His wife has the gun in his face. They show the wanted sign that,
not smooth.
Your girl is wanted for $30,000. We need this money.
Not smooth.
Yeah.
I was not expecting this.
I didn't either. I didn't expect
this. And
either.
I was like, what a piece of shit. Yeah. For 30 G?
$30,000. He's like, well, look around. We use that. We can fill some holes up in here. I'm like, you got a point there. Yeah.
Not to somebody who's supposed to be like your son.
Nah, yeah, exactly. But he's like, you can go, but we're going to turn her in. And of course, he smacks the gun out of old girl hand. Well, he smacks her first and smacks the gun, then gives him the speech and, like, give me my bike.
Yeah.
We out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, he gets away.
So he takes the bike, him and the girl. 5 seconds later, here comes the Wahoos on motorcycles shooting down the highway. I said, damn, now he's going to try to kill him.
Yeah.
So, boy, he takes care of those dudes easy.
Yeah, he does.
Pakow, pakow.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all should have left him alone.
Right.
And your daddy should have told you, he ain't really to be trifled with. Y'all should come strong.
Right, exactly,
So he goes back smooth.
Yeah.
So what happens? How does a girl get separated from him?
Oh, Kirby called. That's what it was. Kirby was trying to call him.
He manipulated her to leave
and go to the movies. Like, go somewhere public. Go to the public
spot.
And
they called her.
And they called her at the movies. Yeah.
Right.
Jonah and them called her at the movies. But this is the part where it's like, well, you got her, so why do you need to call the dad? You know what I mean? Like, you got what you need. You know what I mean? So, I mean, maybe because the dad might have turned him in or something like that. I don't know. You know. But, yeah, he called the dad. Well, he called Kirby. And dude picked up. That's what it was. He called Kirby up, and the dude picked up.
That's what happened.
Yeah, they had Kirby in the back seat, and he talked to Kirby for 1 second.
And then he told him everything he knew, that he knew the whole thing. He knew that he was in trouble. And he was like, what really got him, he was like, yeah, you think that Sicario is here for us?
Right, yeah.
He's here for you.
As soon as you get the word, as soon as his uncle give him the word, guess what? He's blowing your head off.
And that's why he dealt with him.
Yeah.
So they're not going to do a prisoner exchange. He wants one last chance to see her.
Right.
And so he's like, this is win-win. Yeah. I get a chance to, you know, I'm going to kill them both, you know, because this dude, now he knows too much. So he gave him enough information really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll know that he thought he was a loose end.
Right.
And I don't think he was still getting it. I'm talking about Jonah didn't get it that you're a dead man.
You're dead. Yeah. Regardless. Yeah. As soon as this is over. Yeah. As soon as she's out, you're out.
And he was there waiting for him to clean up the loose ends.
Right.
And now the dad was a loose end.
Right. Yeah.
That's why he dealt with him.
Okay. Yeah.
And so they're going to do this exchange. He goes back to the white supremacist place and beats they ass move. Right. I mean, he goes in there and wrecks shop, dude.
Well, yeah. Well, no. Yeah. Well, it was just him there. Yeah.
He goes there.
It takes the gear.
He takes all the gear.
Yeah.
He takes bombs. He takes mortars.
Right.
And on his way out, they thought they had him ambushed. He shot him up like it wasn't nothing.
Right. Yeah, he did.
I was like... Right.
Exactly.
Boom, 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 boom. And he walks out. But it happened so fast.
Right.
It wasn't like an old West shootout.
No, yeah. It was, exactly,
it was like, you're in my way kind of.
Right.
Terminator, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're doing an exchange. Mel gets in. And he actually looks pretty good on his bike, man.
Man, that bike was nice. That was a nice bike.
Well, you know, nice-ass bike. He just looks good on it. It matches. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks like a biker.
Right.
Pulls up. He puts the mortar underneath the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah, he blocks the drive, knowing that they're going to have to move this bike to.
Smart.
Yeah.
These guys are a bunch of rank amateurs, man, except for the one guy. And so they start to do the exchange, and, you know, they put Lydia is still in the car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, where are they going, Smooth? You know, why wouldn't they just kill him out there in the desert?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. It's like, I don't know. Maybe because they wanted to make sure that he didn't tell anybody to follow him or whatever, you know, so we're going to go to another secluded spot to go ahead and bury him and kill him or whatever.
So they put them both in the car.
Put them both in the car.
So they go to move the bike.
And the bike blows up him and, no, blows up.
Two guys.
Blows up two of his henchmen.
And he beats the shit out of them in that car, Smooth.
Man, he smashed his ass in the front seat. The one dude in the back that's with him, he's having a horrible time. He's getting smacked up, like you said. He's getting smashed or whatever. And he ends up shooting the dude and,
Jonah runs.
He gets away, and the Sicario dude is perched in the sniper position. He actually hits our hero Link.
Yeah,
yeah. He shoot. You know, and those two have a shootout. He eventually gets the Sicario dude, but the Sicario dude hits him two more times.
They killed each other.
Yeah, they killed each other. Yeah.
And so our hero dies, man.
Yeah, he died
right there.
Yeah.
I was so sad.
It was.
I was
it
like,
was.
Damn, he ain't gonna make it.
But Jonah got caught.
He knew he wasn't going to make it, though.
Yeah,
he told her when he arrived there, you know, all I care about is you getting out of here. That's it.
Right.
I had my chance. Now it's your chance.
Right.
So it was very sad.
It was.
Jonah gets away.
Well, he thought he got away. He got away. Yeah, he got away for a hot second.
And right. So his ass gets taken to jail, Spook.
Mm-hmm.
He's in jail, and they put him in the same place as our hero's homie.
Right.
And when they surrounded him, that look on his face, I actually felt sorry for Jonah at that point.
He's a little string bean ass.
I was he's so dead.
Yeah, you about to get, man, he was, yeah, everybody was at that table.
He looked bad, dude.
Everybody was at that table.
Yeah.
Go ahead and eat that. That's gonna be the last thing you eat there, my man.
I'd have been like, help.
But we know that our Lydia is fine because she's in a
rehab.
Like
She's telling her story. Same type of scene from the beginning of the movie.
Right.
She's talking about how much she loved her dad and how much he did for her, and nobody's ever done that much for her in her life, and you know, her dad was a dad.
Yeah.
You know. And so end of the movie, Smooth.
End of the movie.
Pretty damn good flick, dude.
It was good.
Yeah, I mean,
2016.
You do yourself a favor and watch this one from beginning to end. You will not be disappointed in it. The performances from everybody in the movie, even the characters who were not main characters, were excellent. Nobody was a weak link in this thing.
No.
Every character was believable. All the sets were believable. Everything you saw, it was shot great. Mamma mia. Really good. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal movie. Blood Diamond. Bloodfather. Yeah, if you put blood in a search for movies, it's so many to start with.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, what is all this?
It is.
So that's it, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my smooth co-host himself, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spelled smooth, not Dwayne.
And, well, shoot, that's it, man. Yeah. We'll be back with our weekend show. So until then, we will be on patrol.